Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you've tuned in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing the changes you want. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable results. Do you ever go into the gym and just think to yourself, is this program right for me? Am I following the right training program? Is this getting me closer to where I need to be and where I want to be? Do I even enjoy it? Is it effective, or am I just guessing? Well, that's what we're going to discuss on today's show, and I'm going to make sure that by the time you finish listening to the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly how to choose the right program suited to you, your goals, and your lifestyle. But before we get into that, let's get stuck into this week's social media question of the week. Now, this is a common question that I get asked across all social media platforms, so I thought I would answer it this week, and that is, should you perform your cardio before or after strength training? It's a fantastic question and something that I used to struggle with a lot until I got it right. And when I got it right, let me tell you, my results have been so much better. I've seen massive changes in my body, the enjoyment of the sessions, and I know that I'm now doing the right thing, which just gives me a bit of peace of mind. So the answer to this question is after your strength training. You should be using as much of your energy as possible on your strength training and getting the most out of that weight session, progressively overloading, lifting more weight while you're fresh, saving your cardio for later on, or a completely separate session. So either after your strength training, later in the day, or on a day on its own, where you can completely focus on that cardio session and not worry about being too fatigued from the weights beforehand. But let's get stuck into the show. I know you're going to take a lot of value from today, and there's plenty of things you can implement, and I want you to use these steps to make sure the program that you're following is the right one for you. Step number one, how many days per week can you commit to training? Now, I mean 100% commitment, not just the amount of days you can train on your best week. How many days can you train on your worst week? This is a question that you need to ask, because there's very, you know, it makes absolutely no sense at all to be following a training program that's a six-day split if every single week you only get to the gym four times, you know, maybe five. So figure out how many days you can train, and that's the first thing that we need to know. Once you know this, we can then figure out what type of training split will best suit your availability. Number two. What is your training experience? If you've been training for multiple years, let's say you're intermediate or advanced lifter, then you're going to be able to handle a lot more volume and intensity compared to someone that's just starting out. Likewise, if you're still a newbie, so a beginner, then you'll most likely be best suited to a more general program that targets, you know, it's targeting multiple muscle groups per week with lower intensity. So this is another important aspect, and that's why they're number one and number two. Number three. How long do you want to spend in the gym? Again, this comes back to, you know, sustainability and whether or not you're actually going to be able to be accountable to this program and stick to it in the long run. Because the best training program, or, you know, the most proven training program in the world, is useless if you can't stick to it. So will you be training in your lunch break? Maybe then your sessions will need to be 30 to 45 minutes. Or do you enjoy being in the gym for a longer period of time? Or do you like to get in and out? So just ask yourself that question, figure out how much time you want to spend in there, and keep that in mind when programming, whether you're writing it for yourself or whether you're getting someone else to write it for you. Just keep that in mind. Number four, what are your weak points? What are the areas that need improving the most? Once you can identify this, it's a lot easier to reverse engineer what needs to be the main focus points in your program and what needs a little less attention. So, for example, I know that my back and my triceps, along with my legs, are probably my stronger points, whereas my chest, my biceps, and also my rear delts, which plays a massive role in my posture, are my weaker points, so I spend more time on them. I'm currently hitting my chest 3 days per week because I need to bring that up, whereas I'm hitting my back twice a week with a little less overall volume because I know that's already one of my stronger points. So just keep that in mind and figure out what areas need a little more attention than the other. And it may even be one muscle group, but from left to right. So you may need to do a little bit more unilateral work to make up for the fact that there's a muscular imbalance. Number five, what kind of training do you enjoy? And this is mega important, guys, and it should be at the top of the list, really, because the best training program in the world, like I said, is useless if you can't stick to it. So figure out what style of training is best suited to you, and you'll see far greater results in the long term. And not to mention, you'll actually enjoy achieving them, because I know that there's nothing worse than going to the gym if you hate your gym program. You're not looking forward to training at all, and it just sucks. So if you know that going to the gym all day, you're going to be thinking about getting in there and absolutely crushing it, your results are going to be far greater than if all day you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, shit, I've got to go to the gym tonight. I really don't want to go in and train legs. Well, make sure the program is optimal for what you enjoy doing. Guys, these are five tips that you need to tick off before you choose a training program. And there's many more things that we could go into, but I don't want to overload you with information. So to run through these tips again, just to refresh your mind, and these can be the take-home points. If you've got a pen and paper, once you write it down, maybe you've got your diary or your phone. Number one, how many days a week can you commit to training? What is your training experience? That's number two. Number three, how long do you want to spend in the gym? Number four, what are your weak points and what areas need improving the most? And number five, what kind of training do you enjoy? As I said, guys, that's one of the more important ones. So today's episode's been short, but I hope it's been useful for you. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do. I want you to do me a couple of favors today if you've enjoyed the episode. I'd love you to leave a review and rate the podcast, but also share it with a friend. Take a screenshot, post it on social media, put it on your Instagram story. You might want to share the link through your Facebook or through email, but share this with someone that's going to get some value from it. I don't want you to just post it on your social media if no one really cares. But if you know someone that struggles with choosing the right training program, you know, you might know a friend who's been following something and they've been mentioning lately how they're just not enjoying their training and they're not seeing results, then this could be the episode that changes everything for them. And if you need a hand with putting together a program, don't hesitate to email me, danny@dannykennedyfitness.com. But I do really appreciate you tuning in today, and I'm hoping you've taken a lot of value from it. And I look forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Have a fantastic day. You